our world could do with one more good word. According to traditional Chinese medicine, it is the heart that houses the spirit, which is called Shen. Moreover, the Chinese characters for thinking, for thought, love, the intention to listen, as well as virtue, all contain the ideogram for the heart. In the introduction to his book Purification of the Heart, which is a translation and a commentary on Imam al-Mawlud's work, Masirat al-Khulub, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf talks about the significance of the heart in nearly all religious traditions as the spiritual center of our being. I'd like to today take us through an excerpt from this book. The Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, spoke of the heart as a repository of knowledge and a vessel sensitive to the deeds of the body. He said, for example, that wrongdoing irritates the heart, so the heart actually perceives wrong action. In fact, when people do terrible things, the core of their humanity is injured. Fyodor Dostoevsky expresses brilliantly in Crime and Punishment that the crime itself is the punishment, because human beings ultimately have to live with the painful consequences of their deeds. When someone commits a crime, he does so first against his own heart, which then affects the whole human being. The person enters a state of spiritual agitation and often tries to suppress it. The root meaning of the word kufr or disbelief in Arabic is to cover something up. As it relates to this discussion, the problems we see in our society come down to covering up or suppressing the symptoms of its troubles, and the agents used to do this include alcohol, drugs, sexual experimentation and deviance, power grabs, wealth, arrogance, pursuit of fame and the like. These enable people to submerge themselves into a state of heedlessness concerning their essential nature. People work very hard to cut themselves off their hearts and the natural feelings found there. The pressures to do this are very strong in our modern culture. One of the major drawbacks of being severed from the heart is that the more one is severed, the sicker the heart becomes, for the heart needs nourishment. Heedlessness starves the heart, robs it of its spiritual manna. One enters into a state of unawareness, a debilitating lack of awareness of God, and an acute neglect of humanity's ultimate destination, the infinite world of the hereafter. When one peers into the limitless world through remembrance of God and increases in beneficial knowledge, one's concerns become more focused on the infinite world, not the finite one that is disappearing and ephemeral. When people are completely immersed in the material world, believing that this world is all that matters and all that exists and that they are not accountable for their actions, they affect a spiritual death of their hearts. Before the heart dies, however, it shows symptoms of affliction. And these afflictions are the spiritual diseases of the heart, such as hatred, miserliness, wantonness, envy, jealousy, negative thoughts, vanity, boasting, anger, and arrogance. I hope you drew some light from that reading. I've also got for you some sound advice from the Persian Sufi poet Mahmud Shabastri, who says, "Go you, sweep out the dwelling room of your heart. Prepare it to be the abode and home of the beloved. When you go out, he will come in. Within you, when you are free from self, he will show his beauty."